Imagine being a musician and going on a concert tour before you were even 10 years old. That really happened to a boy named Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He was born in 1756 to a violin teacher in Salzburg. His dad gave him music lessons. Then when Mozart was 7 years old, his dad took him on the road. He amazed the courts of Europe with the boy's talent playing piano and violin.
You know, Mozart was probably one of the most widely traveled composers of his time.
That's conductor Douglas Meyer of the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra. He's taking Mozart's travels as a point of departure for his orchestra's coming season of concerts.
And he was in cities from Rome to Venice, of course, Vienna and Berlin, Paris, London. So we're going to visit those major musical centers.
He doesn't mean literally, of course, but by way of the music on this season's Pennsylvania Center Orchestra concerts.
And each of the classical concerts is going to have one work by Mozart from different cities that he visited. And then the rest of the concert will be made up of music by other European composers. For example, in Prague, we'll hear some Dvorak. In Paris, we'll hear some music of Haydn that he wrote for that city.
The first of those concerts takes place in Penn State's Esper Recital Hall this Sunday afternoon. There, Douglas Meyer will lead his orchestra in a musical trip to London, Paris, and Salzburg. It will start with a concerto by George Frederick Handel, who lived and worked in London.
So we're going to start in London with Handel, then we're going to go to Paris.
Meyer says his orchestra will play a symphony by one of Mozart's famous teachers, Franz Joseph Haydn. Haydn wrote the symphony, his 83rd, especially for the city of Paris.
Parisians love to give titles to symphonies by Haydn, and this one is called The Hen. And you'll be able to tell that immediately in the first movement, where you can hear the hen pecking across the barnyard looking for the corn and the worms and whatever. This, by the way, was one of the favorite symphonies of Marie Antoinette. It's a very light and humorous symphony, lots of fun.
Meyer says music by Mozart himself represents the city of Salzburg on Sunday's concert.
That's right. This is actually a Mozart piece I've never conducted before. I've admired it for a long time. And it seems it's difficult to get a violin and viola soloist together to do this Sinfonia Concertante.
The title comes from it being large scale, like a symphony, but with prominent solo parts, like a concerto.
And we have the good fortune of having our own concertmaster, Jim Lyon, who will play the violin part, and Tim Deighton, who's the professor of viola at Penn State in the School of Music.
One remarkable thing about the violin soloist in Sunday's concert, James Lyon, is this. He's the father of the violin soloist who will appear with the same orchestra later this season. Now, this has probably happened before in some season of some orchestra somewhere, but it has to be incredibly rare.
His wife is our principal cellist, and his children play instruments and play them brilliantly.
Clara Lyon is the daughter of violinist James Lyon and cellist Carol Lyon, both members of the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra. Clara is a graduate of the Juilliard School and studied with Glenn Dichterow, a guy who's taught a lot of famous soloists.
Clara is going to come and play the third violin concerto of Mozart for us.
That concert featuring Clara Lyon will be given on May 7th, 2013. In between James Lyon's performance this Sunday and his daughter's performance in May, the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra will give two more concerts. In October, there'll be a concert featuring narrator Helen Manful, professor emerita of Penn State's School of Theater. She'll read a children's story called Ferdinand the Bull to orchestral music from Georges Bizet's opera Carmen.
In this case, the PCO is addressing the subject of bullying, and we're going to take the story of Ferdinand. If you know it, it's this little bull calf that loves to wander around the fields and smell the flowers and sit under his cork tree.
On that concert, the story of Ferdinand will be paired with the Mother Goose Ballet by Maurice Ravel, which will feature a performance by Enchantment Theater of Philadelphia.
And this is going to be a pantomime performance. It's very dramatic. It's very colorful, and it's absolutely brilliant.
October concert by the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra will be the only one of the season without Mozart. The January concert will have Mozart, performed on Mozart's birthday, January 27, 2013. Meyer says that concert will feature a Mozart piano concerto and a famous pianist.
Seymour Lipkin teaches at the Juilliard School in New York City and also at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. He's going to play the piano concerto number 22 of Mozart.
In the Footsteps of Mozart is the theme of the 2012-2013 season of four concerts by the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra, conducted by Douglas Meyer. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.